Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shocking day. We talked about it yesterday. Hoff gave us a little bold-faced truth, bold-faced lie. I did not think the Jets had this in them, BT. I just figured, Bucci's going to stand pat, and Glenn will stand pat, and they'll keep their guys. Not thinking that they... Certainly not this. I mean, maybe Breece Hall in the right... deal, but certainly not what we saw yesterday. And I give them a ton of credit for being forward thinking, being aggressive, and like you said, being open to all possibilities. Wasn't that they had to do this, but the opportunities presented themselves, and I think the Jets made out very well at the trade deadline.
So do I. Very buttoned up. Two different types of deals. I mentioned that before, where Q reportedly wanted out. Sauce did not. They were not proactively trying to get rid of him. But things come across your desk, and when that happens, you are in a position of power to ask for more and more and more. And once you get two first-round picks, there's no way you say no to that. If they would have said no to that, and we would have found out what they turned down, I would have blasted Muji. Blasted him. You had to do that.
100%. What would be the reason for keeping Sauce Gardner?
Don't know.
I mean, come on.
And I like him. Yeah. I mean, I like him more than you, but still, two first-round.
No, I don't.
Come
like
on.
Him. I think he's extremely. I think the Colts are going to regret that trade. As a matter of fact,
I think he's going to play well for him. You know, I do. But what he was. It's almost like the hype of Sauce no longer matches the snap-to-snap execution.
Right. And you can give me all the PFF numbers you
want. Yeah. I mean, listen, come on. I mean, hey, Jet fans, let me ask you this. Close your eyes. In the Sauce Gardner era, name the most impactful play that he made? Think about it.
Yeah.
Like, my eyes are closed, and I'm thinking, I remember being in Dallas when he almost had a pick six along the sideline, and he dropped it. He covered very well.
The one that's not even the story, really. London. But was it against the Vikings in London where he dropped the interception in the end zone?
He dropped one there. He played pretty well against the Packers in Lambeau when I was there. And listen, this is not to disparage him. He went from being, I thought, great his first year to a deteriorated version of what he was. So, and if you didn't get rid of him now, it would have been tougher and tougher and tougher. Same with Q. Q no longer gets to the quarterback. I know he stops the run. I know the numbers on that, but this is a complete reset, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, I like Sauce. He was a former neighbor. He was the guy. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
He moved. Moved in, and everybody's like, "Oh, Sauce Gardner was running."
Yeah,
like,
Sal
really?
Moved in, and Sauce left.
He did.
See ya.
He moved out.
Well, that lunatic's moving down four houses down. See ya.
Now,
I'm out.
And now I'm assuming he's going to be out even more. I mean,
maybe we get the next Jets quarterback moving into your neighborhood. Whenever they get that guy, he takes Sauce's home.
Doubt that. Yeah, got to do better than my neighborhood. All right, BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. Charlie is in Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
You got to be pumped.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I am pumped. I mean, I didn't think I was going to speak to you guys the pitches and catches the way the Jets season was going, but my favorite 2 days of this football season was Sunday when they didn't play. I didn't get aggravated like Giant fans. And then yesterday, I thought, listen, Sauce hasn't done anything since his first couple of years. And Glenn must have seen something, and they offered him. They offered him a king's ransom. You had to take it. And the other guy, he wanted out. And you know what? They had to do it, and we got to look for the future. I am always tired of looking for the future, but we got to give this guy Muji a chance. He did the right thing up in Detroit, working with other people up there. Glenn was part of that, and I want a foundation here moving forward. I mean, I've waited how many years? I still haven't seen the Super Bowl. I'm 4 years old, so what am I going to do? I'm going to wait for another few years, and I hope they can turn this mess around.
You know, and Charlie, it makes the wait a little more... okay, if you actually think that your team is onto something, like, you know, I mean, at least that there's a speck of hope or a trace of intelligence coming from the or a plan. Right. Now you could say, all right, I can see it. Now we've got to go through, you know, what's going to be an arduous rebuild. Again, it sounds great, you know, with the first pick or the second pick in this draft, and, you know, and with the 12th pick, and, you know, you have two first round picks, and then three, and then this, and then that. And all the money, I got it. You could also spend money foolishly and or draft the wrong guy. That's really not about it for me today. It's about having the ability to do whatever you think you should do and to set some up to do that.
What would be the alternative? For anybody who's pushing back on this, for the Jet fans who are like, oh, they never get the picks right. Oh, they never. Yeah, like, I get it. Okay, well, what would you want them to do? Whatever happened. They're in the spot that they're in. How would you like them to proceed to get out of it? For me, this is the only way. You hire a general manager and a head coach that you believe can turn it around, and you let them go to work.
Yeah.
The answer to me wouldn't be, well, let's keep Sauce, who's been a part of a losing team for years. Let's keep Quinnen Williams, who's unhappy. And I'm not knocking the players or people individually, but the facts are what they are. The defense has been disappointing overall for years, and they haven't won anything for years. It's time to move on. This is what a rebuild looks like. And now you have to hope that the guys who are rebuilding this thing know what they're doing. But this is exactly what I would want in year one of a rebuild. I don't know what the alternative would be.
Here's the pushback. And it's not my pushback, you know, because I love what they did. You guys know that by now. But for those Jet fans who don't like it, and I'd say that that's probably around 20%, like that loud 20% that really is against this. Maybe even less, quite frankly. But those who oppose what happened yesterday, they're saying, all right, you had a terrific corner. You had a terrific, you know, beast in the middle of the defensive line. They're both under contract. They were both drafted by the Jets. Drafting players and getting them to the second contract is part of a culture that's been very elusive for the Jets. Mm-hmm. They very rarely get that. So rather than ship them out, build around them, which I don't agree with. Yeah. Like, I just don't think that they're worth building around at this point.
Correct.
If it was Darrell Revis, you build around them.
Yeah, it's a lot easier said than done that way. I'd rather, instead of saying, well, we have this good guy, and just try to hang on to one of the rare talents that the prior regimes drafted to be a successful talent in the NFL, you're losing. To me, anything should be up for grabs. I used the Mets as an example yesterday. Like, I think that there's this thought process, and I can't wait to get into more offseason stuff with you with both the Mets and Yankees, but there's this thought process like, oh, they can't lose Diaz, can't lose Alonso, can't trade Lindor, can't trade Nimmo. Yeah, okay, so bring them all back. Mm. And how's that worked out for you exactly?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like at some point... Yeah. Even though guys may be good, they may be nice people, you may like them. Like, at some point, if it's not working, you got to change it up here. Now, the Mets aren't going through a total rebuild, but they do need an overhaul to a certain extent. The Jets are going through a total rebuild. There's no point to me. I don't care how good Sauce Gardner is or how good you think he is or Quinnen Williams. This was the right move. Now, they have to hit on those draft picks, and they have to build a foundation that can set up the next quarterback, whoever it may be, to succeed. But those are big ifs. But that's the task. That's the job at hand here.
Yeah, I know. Here's one thing I know about fans of bad teams. All right, fans of bad teams generally overinflate the few good players they have.
Right.
Think about those really lean Met years, whatever year you want to pick, or for me,
Daniel
some
Murphy.
Stump Merrill. Yeah. We all know the names, right? You know, Stump Merrill or Bucky Dent or Dallas Green Yankee team back in the day. Like, you, and I'm not talking about Mattingly, but you over inflate again because you just, there's not much.
Right.
And it kind of gets you through the lean days. But I think if you could separate yourself, and if you don't want to, that's fine. But if you can separate yourself, divorce yourself from that mindset, and at least be open to the possibility of a brighter tomorrow, I think you guys are going to like what you see down the road with the Jets. I really do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.